She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Okay, so anyway, this is election year. There's a lot of false promises coming out to you about what they're going to do. You know, folks, this is your Hawaii. You got to really research what they're saying, if it's true. What we need in office for the next term and forever is a person that's going to bring money to the state of Hawaii instead of taxing you, the people of Hawaii. It's hard enough for us to live here without having to pay higher and higher taxes. For one, the vehicle registration fee. Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, for a Toyota Camry is $40 a year. 40. $40 a year. And some states, even cheaper. What is Oahu? Oahu is the highest in all of the islands. And nobody's saying anything. You may as well open your purse, open your wallets, and go to them and say, here, help yourself. Take whatever you need. And they will. Because you let them. Anyway. My recommendation is get involved. Save the aina. I recommend disinfecting your AC system every 6 months. Disinfect it with that disinfectant spray from Crestec Cleaning Center. They have a fantastic disinfectant spray that even kills HIV. Now, I'm not saying that you spray it on yourself if you have HIV. Like one lady called and said that you can't spray it on yourself and cure HIV. It's for the AC system, the air conditioning system in your car. Okay? The way you do it is you start the car and make sure you have a spare key. Because some cars lock automatically when you close the doors. Okay? Turn the AC on high. Have your hood open. And spray the vent in front of the windshield. The windshield is that glass in front of the driver and the passenger. That is the windshield. Okay, on the bottom, towards the engine, there's a black plastic grill. Okay? You spray it in there. Spray it for a few seconds. Okay? And let it run for a while. Then turn it off. What will happen is it will take in all the disinfectant spray and put it out throughout the car. Every 6 months. Most of you are getting sick because of the viruses or germs in your AC system. A lot of you don't know how bad it looks, especially if you don't service your AC every 2 years. Well, you're supposed to change the AC filter. There's a filter in there every year. Because it collects all the rubbish and the germs and all of that. Okay? So, all I can do is recommend. If you don't do it, then it's your loss. A lot of people are losing their cars because they don't listen. One guy came in after listening for 5 to 6 years. Now he decides to change his oil to the Royal Purple oil. Well, better late than never. The other thing is, please, folks, turn on your lights. When it's a little dim, rainy, Bob has said it before. When it's raining, turn on your lights. Turn on your lights, folks. You know, it's for people to see you coming. Well, I know. A lot of people that cross the street don't look. They just walk across the street. But when they get hit, the police department blames the driver. You ever heard them say the pedestrian jumped out in front of the car? No. It always says the driver was intoxicated, the driver was this, the driver was that. How about the pedestrian not paying attention or could not see the car coming down? I can see if it was at night and the driver didn't have his lights on, then yeah, that's his fault. He ran over like that lady got run over on Nuuanu. Did anybody mention if the lights was on? Did anybody mention if the person just walked out in front of the car? I mean, folks, you drive around Chinatown. Don't you see that all the time? The people just walk right out in front of you? Yeah, you see it. Because the law is pedestrians always right. The car is at fault. But they don't say if the pedestrian jump in front of your car, then the pedestrian is wrong. They don't say that. It's like the safety sticker, which, by the way, you should get rid of safety check. The safety sticker, it says it's supposed to be on the right rear of the car in plain view. Well, hello, the 32 Chevy, the license is on the left side, and that's the only place you can put the safety sticker. So where are you going to put the safety sticker? There's no place on the right. Okay? But the law is on the right rear of the vehicle in plain view. But it does not say exactly where. So it can be on the right side of the license plate, or like one guy in Kauai, he has it on his gas tank. Because it's on the right rear in plain view if you're lying on the ground. You see it on the gas tank. Okay? The other law that they made, and you know, these, I'm not knocking them, but they should make it more clear. The dog leash law is does not say that you have to be holding the leash. It says the dog in public has to be on a leash. So Chuck's Corvette, his dog grabs the leash in his mouth and walks around wherever he wants to go. He's on the leash. Okay, so anyway, who do we have on the line?
We have .3 Dean.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to give you a little bit of good news. You heard me about complaining about pinging on my car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I cracked the mystery. For every 1 gallon of gasoline that I buy means I have to put that much ethanol. 50% the knocking is completely gone. I'm so happy.
Hmm. So it's because the octane is low.
Yeah.
Now, Dean, I'm glad you called about that. because
yeah.
you know how the TV station did a Channel 2 News did an article or something on me testing gasoline, remember? Okay, and Donna Kim came out and said that I'm wrong, that the knock reading is 94 or 96.
Right, right.
Now, if you listen closely, it's knock reading. We're not talking about knock reading. We're talking about octane.
Right.
That's two different things. Okay? Mm-hmm. Knock reading is supposed to be, by the way, 100, not 94.
Okay.
Okay? Now, anyway, I'm having gasoline sent to me from Texas, Houston, Texas. Okay?
Okay.
Shell
okay.
Premium.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, theirs is 93.
Yeah.
And from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And from L.A., California.
Okay, L.A., California. Okay. Okay.
When it gets here, we're going to test it, you and me.
Yeah.
With our testers okay. mm-hmm. against our local gas.
Okay.
So if our tester is wrong,
mm-hmm.
then it should read the same.
Right. You should all read the same levels.
Right?
Right.
But if the three states reads higher, what's wrong?
There we go. Ours is too low.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, Channel 2 News sent the gasoline through some company to the mainland to have tested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people doubted our testing. I'm doubting their testing because they did not say octane reading. They said knock reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Octane is gas mileage. That's why they want to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody would get on a computer and go check the octane reading all over the world,
mm-hmm.
America is the lowest.
Right.
Why?
Well, good question. Like you said, Americans figured it out that they don't want their drivers to get the gas mileage. So the lower the octane they go, they'll get poor gas mileage. So they have to buy more gas.
Mm-hmm.
They need more gasoline to buy.
The best gas mileage is on the Shell V-Power. But not on White Camilo and not King Street.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of the Shell stations, perfect.
Right. They're all good.
The V-Power, the premium, gives excellent gas mileage and the car runs great.
Mm-hmm. That's what takes out all the pinging. When spiked with ethanol and that V-Power, that's the only way you're going to keep your car from pinging.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way.
So
I'm running 6 gallons total, meaning 3 gallons plus ethanol, 3 gallons plus V power. And right now, I don't hear any pinging. With all the stress testing I'm doing, I don't hear the pinging.
Good for you.
Yep.
Well, you're particular, so you take care of your car.
Yeah, I try to.
Okay. Thanks, Dean.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren. Hello, Ren?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned about the politicians. I saw this in the Star Advertiser. You know, Abercrombie says that universal preschool costs about $130 million. Fixing up Mayorite housing is going to be $500 million or $500 million. Build a new Lois Stadium would be $190 million for a grand total of $820 million. So where do you think he's going to get that money from?
From us.
Right, from seniors. You seniors out there, they're going to tax your pension. That's a guarantee if he's reelected.
Yep.
That's all I want to say.
Well, he's also taking credit for the, resurfacing of the Kauai drag strip. It wasn't him.
That's right. He takes credit for a lot of things that he never did. Exactly. Like I said, if people are dumb enough to vote him back in, then be prepared because they're going to unleash a tiger.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Thanks.
Thanks Bye-bye. For the call. Bye. Aloha. Yep. That's right. I mean, you want to call a spade, folks. When are you going to wake up? When it's too late? Normally, people wake up when it's too late, and that's at the funerals. So, you know, I mean, what can I say? You go to funerals and you see people all in regret. That's too late. Best to say good thing I did. Okay, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
Before I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Nothing can touch my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
Yes.
Are you rolling?
Yes, I am. I didn't get the pre-screen, so that's why I'm a little thrown off there. But that's okay, because Rolling Bob is adjustable, just like driving around the island.
Oh, yeah, you got to be adjustable.
Yeah, they fix one street, and then you turn off the freeway, and then they're working on all the side streets. I don't know what's worse. I complain about the potholes, but, man, the it just drives me crazy. Just pick a spot and work on it. You don't have to work on everything at one time.
I tell you, Bob, you know, until the people actually impeach some of them or do something.
Right, exactly. And that's what I was going to say. You talk about the same people getting elected in and not doing anything because they know that once you're in office, it's almost impossible to get elected out. If just one person lost their election and the people that voted when, you know, they take the survey, why? Because they didn't do what they said.
Well, you got to give Hilo credit because way back, Bernard Acana had no funding, nothing, a homemade sign, and the people smart in Hilo, they're smart. They voted for him as mayor, and it turned out to be the best mayor Hilo ever had.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's not always about the money.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that they think they're voting in their best interest, but pay attention. Nothing gets better.
That's right.
And the same people keep telling you, you know what I always say, you run for office, first thing you say is, I'm all about the kids.
Yeah, right.
And the second thing you say is, I'm all about the seniors.
Right.
And then the third thing you say is, I'm going to fix the roads. Guess what?
Never got fixed. Never. So, anyway, what happened to Bob? Bob, did you hang up?
Or what?
Oh, okay. You're still there.
Yeah, you know, like what, $420 to drive for 20 miles of freeway?
Yep.
That's insane. Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. But that's the price. What do your friends say? That's the price you pay for paradise.
No, he said Hawaii is a politician's paradise, not ours. It's a politician's paradise.
Well, and I will give one thing that really helps them before I go is that when you live on the mainland, that's when you register your car in the next state. That's what keeps the prices down is you have a place you can go. Over here, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can't drive to the next state to get cheaper food because the taxes are lower on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, too. It's just they just go, okay, well, I'll get elected. I do whatever I want. And what do you
do? Yep.
Nothing. You know, if you don't like it, well, move off the island. And remember, that used to happen. Remember, we had that big move about keeping, you know, people from moving?
Yep.
But still the same. So anyway, it's still a beautiful day, nice breezes, and I'm going out and wash my car. So on
uh-oh,
that note,
you're going to make rain.
Oh, well, I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Who do we have next?
We have Ski.
Hi.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Ski here. Just wanted to mention, you were talking about a fellow in Hilo holding up his own sign.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, what was it, Charles Campbell who ran for a city council or something like that? Way back when.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he got elected and reelected a couple of times, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He did very well.
Yep.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring up a little memory there for us old dinosaurs. Okay, George.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Pete.
Pete?
Hi, George.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Holo Aloha. Last month, I took my vehicle in to have a safety check, which it passed because it's a standard vehicle. But I noticed when they put the safety check sticker on, they put it on over the old number.
That's not legal.
Okay.
The law is, and these safety check stations know the law, they are supposed to remove the old sticker and put on the new one. But, you see, the law does not say exactly where the sticker has to go. It has to go on the right rear. It does not say bumper, license plate, tail light, nothing.
Okay, it went on. It went where the old number was, but it went on top of the old number. They did not scratch the old safety sticker off.
Because these guys all follow the old habit. Oh, we'll just stick it over the old one.
And this was done at the Dodge dealer.
The dealer?
The dealer, yes.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should go down and make them change it?
Yeah, it's ugly.
Okay. And then I cross the VIN number off.
Yeah.
Okay. Second item. When I'm out at night and I'm going to have to cross the street or something like that, I always have a whistle and I also carry a flashlight to get the driver's attention.
Good idea.
I notice that other people, when they're crossing the street, everybody wears dark clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them to see.
That's right.
You know,
but
so I think
people don't have common sense.
They don't, yeah. Exactly. So they're taking their life in their own hand.
Yeah,
definitely at night carry a flashlight so you can be seen, you can get the driver's attention, and a whistle. I don't know if the whistle is legal or not, but most people react to a, you know, what's a whistle? Where's it blowing?
Well, a lot of them have their windows up, stereo going loud. They don't hear you.
Yes.
And some of them deaf.
that last sinkhole in Honolulu, was that possibly from a lava tube collapse?
That could possibly be.
Okay. I'm listening to you. I'll get off the air so somebody else can have a chance. Take care. Aloha and mahalo.
Thank you. Okay. Anyway. The governor is claiming he did this, that, all kinds of stuff, folks. He's trying to get elected. Now, if you vote for him, I don't know. Whatever. But anyway. You know, on the Ford cars, from 98 to 2008, on the trucks, do you know that if you damage the steering wheel, the car, that vehicle will be a total loss? Because Ford does not make replacement steering wheels for those cars. They don't make them. So, what's up with that? GM makes them. Chrysler makes them. So why did Ford stop making them? So they can sell you another new car. Anyway, turn on your headlights, folks, you know, at night, because the people have to see you coming. Okay? If they can't see you coming, they're going to cut in front of you or walk out in front of you. So please, let's try that. And the people that hit people, you know, I'm for the driver because, you know, the pedestrian can not cross the street in front of the truck or the car. They can wait. But it's the law. The law says they have the right of way, so they just do it. I recommend using Rain-X, this product called Rain-X, on your windshield. It's fabulous, folks. When you're driving down the freeway and it's raining, the water actually bounces off the windshield. You practically don't need a wiper. Is that good? Apply Rain-X to your windshield. Okay? Now, here's a good one. Hopefully, people can think about this. Okay? We all need oxygen. From the little ants up to the big gorillas and the elephants and the giraffes. We all need oxygen. The exhaust coming out of everybody's car running on gasoline sends out carbon monoxide that eats oxygen. Did you get it? You have these cars running on gasoline eating oxygen when we need oxygen to survive. So what happens when you take away oxygen from the earth? Now you got an imbalance. Because how do you make water? Is an oxygen part of water? Or if you don't have it, what's happening? Now if, and that's the biggest word, if all of the cars were running on ethanol instead of gasoline, it will produce more oxygen. We would have more oxygen in the world. Think about that. Okay? Ethanol is really good. Really, really good. It will cut into the automotive repair industry because the cars won't break down as much. It's something to think about. Now, Maui Sugar and Island of Kauai, all the sugarcane companies in Hawaii only made sugarcane. Okay? They never thought about diversifying and making ethanol and re-fermenting the bagasse and making ethanol to run the electric power plant. We don't have to run the power plant on diesel. Ethanol is much cleaner. So, anyway, Just my thought. Okay, you're listening to Automotive Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we got to go to a station break, and we'll be right back.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409, 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again. And you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have John from downtown.
Hi, John.
Hey, how's it, George? How you been again?
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know that kind of windshield wipers?
Yeah.
You know when you change those things, the thing is kind of easy to do, but if you follow the picture that they got on the windshield wiper, it's almost impossible to figure out.
You know, that's right.
I think it's best for China when you go draw those pictures and go try to explain how to take the windshield wiper. And that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm out looking at those pictures. No way. Hey, by the way, did you see the debate between the governor and David Ike?
No.
Wow, man. This guy Ike is sharp. I didn't know how good this guy is, but he had all the answers the other night, and he came across as an honest kind of guy, you know, somebody that is above board, above the table, with his hands out in the open. Refreshing new face in there. What do you think about that guy?
Well, I asked him a question about green energy, like ethanol, and never responded.
Okay, I'm going to tell him responded, I guess. I'm not doing anything with the guy, but I just, you know.
He never responded. I did that twice.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even know he was in the legislature for 29 years. Maybe that's, you've been calling him all his time then.
You see, as long as the people were in office, anything, legislature, representative, whatever, they're in the system. My good friend Dave Hagino was a representative years ago. And he's a good man. And they all got him in the corner and said, hey, Dave, you do everything our way or else.
Oh, yeah.
He quit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Better than the guy who's in there now.
Like Reen Mancho. Reen Mancho is a good lady. Uh-huh. And she got framed for doing the right thing.
Terrible.
Andy Murakatani was also a good man. And he got framed for doing the right thing.
And they sent these two guys to prison, you know, like they're criminals.
Yep.
Oh, my God, for trivial things.
Well, as long as the devil has room, they'll not go to heaven.
Hey, listen, did you see that show? It's on the theater now. It's called America. Maybe you can tell your audience. I mean, we can tell your audience. Go see that movie. It's called America. It's on most of the theaters. And in one section of it, it shows how American prison system, I mean, penal system is so, you know, it's so dangerous that you can be put in prison for almost anything, they said right now. As long as they have something against you and they got a beef with you, they can find a way.
Yeah.
Because they said every American citizen commits 3 felonies a day because the laws are so you know, written in so much, what do you call it, you know.
Yep. I know what you're saying.
For the consumer, you know, I mean, for the people. So that's why they got to be careful what you're doing nowadays. But anyway, okay, George.
Okay. Mahalo. Okay, who's next?
Hello?
Harvey from Honolulu.
Hi, Harvey.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I have an actual car question.
Okay.
I've got a Honda Accord, and it does not have a fuel filter. And I always thought that was really odd. They always say, no, there's no fuel filter in that car. I thought cars had to have fuel filters.
What year is it?
02.
It's in the gas tank.
So there is it a screen or an actual filter?
It's a filter inside of the gas tank. And if you think about it, why is it in the gas tank?
I have no idea.
So it costs you an arm and a leg to change it.
Oh, that makes sense. Well, I don't know if it should ever be changed. All the people I've ever spoken to said you don't need to change it. Is that true or not?
Well, we've never seen a problem with it because the fuel, the gasoline in Hawaii is pretty clean.
Okay.
Yeah, so it don't get dirty.
Well, that's very interesting. Thank you. I noticed this is also somewhat a political show. I find it interesting that people do complain about this state, but they continue to vote in the Democratic Party. And if you really want to change the state, I would just dismantle and vote out the Democratic Party and vote almost anyone else in, and you'll do better.
Oh, yeah. Even a homeless person will do better.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
Steven.
Who?
Steven.
Steven.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, how's it? Somebody talked about what we call where bad roads are. Well, you know, when I let go on Dillingham, I was cut off from the Pali Highway and particularly Lehigh Street. Oh, the top of the road is always bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I got to avoid the left lane until I hit the park cart, then I go back to the left lane. So I'm just going to avoid that situation already because I know my tie rod's taking a beating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the mayor. The mayor promised he's fixed the roads, but did you see it fixed?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. And then I got a friend here. He came from, they own 2 McDonald's restaurants. They sold them. They went to Oregon. The wife is doing a bigger franchise over there, but they had a Mercedes ML350, a $60,000 car. And to register their car in Hawaii was over $500. in Oregon, they say he pays only $190 and it's good for 2 years. So he said, you guys are getting soaked by Hawaii. I mean, you can call it rape, whatever, you know.
Yep. It's because the people don't do anything. They allow it. They allow it.
Right. So that's why I'm trying to help people. I mean, these people, if they stand for God in their lives, they're going to have the right principles in life.
Oh, yeah.
So that's who I'm following. So, yeah. But I got a question. Remember, when I used to go to the drag strip. Mm-hmm. And remember, Ron's performance had a funny car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and every time I see the thing take off, the guy always lose control. He couldn't keep the car straight. What would cause that?
He didn't set the clutch right.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
God.
If you you set the clutch right, it doesn't shock the tires, and the car will leave like a bullet.
Well, that's another story. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you used to drive. What kind of cars you used to drive? Was the full gas?
Everything and everything.
Everything, huh? Yeah. I don't know if you were there at that time. I can't remember.
Yep. I was there.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I got to say for now.
Okay.
So take care.
Mahalo. Bye. Okay. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Now, the island of Kauai, the newspaper there, the Garden Isle News, they were talking about the high gas prices on Kauai. But, you know, I had to tell them that, what about the octane? The octane on Kauai is 78, the highest. The gas price went up, the octane went down. I wonder why. It's because the people don't say nothing. They only squawk about the price. Well, they can bring it down. They're going to bring down the octane even more, and you get less gas mileage. Octane is gas mileage, folks. If you want good gas mileage, find the best octane. The best octane is Shell V-Power. Go test it. Try it. Take two tankfuls of it and see if your gas mileage jumps. It will. But putting in a minimum of 2 gallons of ethanol to that gas tank will also increase gas mileage and make it run smoother. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have now?
Mark from Kauai.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Hey, quick question. 96 Toyota Tacoma. Love the truck. Runs great. The back chrome bumper is beginning to rust. What can I put on it?
If you got rust already, it's kind of late. But anything chrome, you should be using silicone spray.
Oh, just spray silicone on it.
Yeah, you got to polish off the rust first with Mother's aluminum magwheel polish.
Mm-hmm.
Take off the rust as much as you can and spray it with silicone spray. Anything chrome, to protect it from rusting, you spray silicone spray. And
okay.
That will never rust.
Okay, terrific. And any other maintenance tips you can give me for an 18-year-old Tacoma? Thanks a lot.
Use ethanol.
Okay,
who do we have now?
Ken from Hawaii Kai.
Ken?
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, George. Hey, I got a car question. I got a 2006 Ford Fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a four-cylinder 2.3-liter engine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this thing called the intake manifold runner control system, the valves,
mm-hmm.
the butterfly valves and the intake manifold.
Mm-hmm.
The intake manifold, I noticed, plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's run by vacuum hoses and this vacuum module.
Mm-hmm.
The vacuum module is really expensive, I noticed. I have the code, the engine code,
mm-hmm.
that says that this is the problem. The IMRC is acting up. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the times that problem is from black sludge building up inside there.
The butterfly valves.
Yeah, it's from the gas. It's not the ethanol. A lot of people say ethanol sludges and makes black stuff. And, you know, that's a lot of BS because I have 100% pure ethanol, and I burn it and burn it and burn it. I have never seen black.
Okay.
When you burn gasoline, it's black sludgy.
You know, I put a few injection cleaner, on a regular basis. That doesn't help clean out those valves.
No.
All right, so that's what my question was, to ask you which is the culprit, the module itself, the vacuum module itself, or the butterfly valves or the hoses? And you find that
it's the butterfly valve.
So I got to take them apart and clean them out with some kind of degreaser or something like that, right?
If that is giving you a problem, the whole intake runner system is sludgy.
Right. So if I were to remove that and to
you got to clean the whole system out.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all because you don't run ethanol.
Okay.
You run the Shell V Power with 2 gallons ethanol, and you will never ever have that problem.
Mm. Okay. I thank you very much for for your help there, George.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Okay. Break time. We gotta go to our last break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them. And they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George.
How's it?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you know how you said if you have your safety check, they can get the VIN number and they can make keys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if I change the ignition switch, I have a different key, but I still have the old key for the doors. Does it mean they can still get in my doors?
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess they got a hot wire card in it.
They can't start it, yeah.
Okay,
but the idea is they're going to get in.
Is it easy to hot wire the car or what?
No, it's not that easy. But once you get in, you can. And I don't know who's listening, so I don't want to mention how you do it the easy way. So,
okay, so then they still can't get in the car, yeah?
Yeah, it's like somebody going to come into your house, but they're not going to steal anything. You like that?
No.
I don't think so.
So then I shouldn't keep no valuables in my car then, yeah?
No, regardless, you're not supposed to keep anything. Yeah,
no, I don't. Anyway.
But remove the VIN number.
Okay, now, is it against the law to cross it out?
No, they cannot make a law that says you got to show your social security.
Right.
No. Erase it.
Okay, now, you're saying that the, what about this week about the gas? It's still Shell?
Shell.
And then it's still don't go to the one on King Street and another place?
Why Camilo?
Where's the one on Y Camilo?
Across of Farrington High School.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that one. And the other one is all the way at the Enya.
By Mayor Wright Housing.
Down by the prison?
No, by Mayor Wright Housing. Okay. That's the only two Shell stations in Kalihi.
Oh, okay, so don't go to that Shell. Now, the one that's by the prison, is that a Shell?
No, it's Tesoro.
Oh, that's Tesoro now. Okay, now, if a place used to be 7-Eleven, I think it was 7-Eleven, but they changed their name to Aloha. That means, there's a Shell in Kailua. It says on the building where they sell the snacks, Aloha.
Aloha doesn't have the V-Power Shell.
Okay, now, if it says Aloha on the building, that means...
That's Aloha.
They're not selling Shell gas. Because
no.
It could be a Shell gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're selling... who makes Aloha gas?
I don't know where to get it from.
Okay, but that one is considered as a low-grade gas?
It doesn't have the V-Power in it. Now, Shell is the only one that has the V-Power.
Okay, and Shell, of course, you got to put the ethanol in.
Well, every gas is supposed to be put in ethanol. Ethanol is an anti-knock.
Okay. So now, how much, if you're just trying to get rid of the anti-knock, should ethanol you should put?
2 gallons would get rid of the anti-knock.
Okay, 2 gallons to every tankful?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you're on Kauai and want to try the ethanol, give Harvey Maera a call. Harvey has ethanol in Kauai. His number is 651-2813-651. 2813. Harvey also has that fantastic raw purple motor oil that has the HPS on it. And he also has that fantastic electronic rust proofing device. That rust proofing device is really good stuff, you know, folks. It's really good. I didn't notice, but people that have it on told me that their exhaust pipes don't rust. The mufflers don't rust. I didn't know that. So, it's something. It's really good. And, of course, my son Todd sells that too. Yeah, at Nita's Auto Repair. So, but Crested Cleaning Center on Kapilani Boulevard has the Royal Purple HPS oil, the special oil. Also, they have the Royal Purple oil filters. Okay, so it's a place to get it from. Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, now, tires. I mentioned it before, I'm mentioning it again. People don't listen. Tire's life is good only for 6 years, folks. If you have a brand new tire sitting on the rack, on the shelf, more than 6 years, the tire is considered not safe anymore. Tire's life, whether on the road or on the shelf, is good for only 6 years. Okay? Remember that famous movie star from Fast and Furious? Paul Walker, he died in a Porsche. Yeah, they were speeding, but the tires was 9 years old. Hello? Anyway, okay, who's on the line?
Leonard from IAEA.
Hi, Leonard. Hello, Leonard?
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call. I got a problem with my RAV4 Toyota, the transmission.
Uh-oh.
It only has 60,000, and already I noticed there's when you're driving, there's a slight hum to the transmission, and I took it in.
You sure it's the transmission?
Yeah, I took it into the one transmission shop. They told me they're not sure if it's the transmission gears or the differential.
But they told me
it would be $3,000 to $4,000.
I don't think it's the transmission.
What do you think?
Tires.
Tires. No, yep. It has a. It we put the Michelins just recently, and you think it's tires?
Tires or wheel bearing? Transmissions. I've never heard transmissions make noise. What year is that RAV4?
2007.
No. I've never heard them make noise.
Really?
Did you service the transmission?
Well, we just 1 month ago, we got off of the maintenance plan that with the Servco. And it was all the maintenance that...
Wrong already.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the dealers want you to buy a new car, right?
Yeah.
Why would they make it run good and long so you can keep it for 20 years?
Doesn't seem logical, huh?
Common sense.
So you think it's not the transmission, you think it's the wheel, but it doesn't sound like wheel bearing.
Or the tires?
Well, the thing is, when you let go of the gas, the sound goes away.
Okay, then it's the differential gear in the transmission.
Okay. Only when you're applying pressure, you can hear the hum. When you let it go, the gas go away.
How much was the estimate?
The guy told me between 3,000 to 4,000.
Wow. Bring it in to Todd and let him look at it.
Who's this?
My son at Nita's Auto Repair.
Okay, I will. What are your hours?
From 7 in the morning to 6 in the evening.
Okay, and what street are you on?
Kaumua Lee Street. That's one street, Malka from Dillingham.
Yeah, I know where that is. Okay. I'll come in next week. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
Bill.
Hi, Bill.
George, timing belt for a 2000 Grand Dodge Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
How much would you charge to do it?
The timing belts all usually about the same, you know. They run just about 1,000.
Okay.
That's for the water pump and everything attached to it, pulleys, everything.
Okay. If I was considering to put rims, aluminum rims, on that same van,
mm-hmm.
is that all right to put aluminum rims with chrome on it?
That's the best thing you can do. Because the aluminum wheels actually help the brakes because it dissipates the heat from the brakes.
Okay, now also, are those rims adequate enough to go on that heavy van?
Oh, yeah. Okay, no big deal.
Right now I have metal brakes, right?
They're too heavy.
Okay, so it's heavy. So you said the aluminum will...
It'll lighter.
Okay, and it will take the heat away, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, George, thanks.
Okay. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and, you know, giving their views and whatever. And that's what this is all about. You know, talking story. Anyway, take care of each other, folks. And please, don't drink and drive. And watch out for those crazy pedestrians that jump out in front of you. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.